بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the adab and etiquettes of speech. One is the content of what a person speaks. The content of what he speaks must be respectful, must be honest, must be true. It must be such that it keeps in the dignity and the respect with the mukhatab. Mukhatab is the person that is being spoken to, or the people that are being addressed. Their respect should be kept in place. If it is a senior person, words that are befitting to a senior person should be used. If it is a junior person, words that are befitting for a junior person should be used, etc., etc. So one is the content of our speech has to be very correct. The language used should not be any obscene language, any foul language. It should not be language that is cursing any type of decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be very, very, very honest. But today we come to another section, that even the mode of speaking, the style of speaking, the accent of speaking, the way and mannerism a person expresses himself, that also must be extremely honest, extremely correct. The way he comes across in terms of his accent, in the terms of his voice, in the terms of the pitch of his voice also, how that also must be correct. Even that is shown to us in our deen. How careful a person should be, even with these aspects, that normally a person wouldn't attribute any type of importance. But Shariat has also given this also importance to such an extent that the accent and the style and the way and the manner in which you get across, that also has to be correct.
باب كراهة التقعير في الكلام والتشدق فيه والتكلف الفصاحة واستعمال وحشي اللغة ودقائق الإعراب في مخاطبة العوام ونحوهم.
The chapter on the dislike of exaggerating in speech, overstressing in eloquence. Person is trying to be over eloquent in the way he's saying his things. In other words, he's not being his natural self. He's trying to find the very, very high words, high English words. He's trying to impress the person that he's speaking to. So this also is not something that he's like. Overstressing in eloquence and utilizing unfamiliar and fine grammatical points when addressing common people. He's speaking to average class people, working class people, but now he's trying to use special grammatical words, special phrases, high English he's trying to use to try and impress the people. Sharia doesn't encourage this type of thing. In other words, what you see is what it is. Don't try and impress people with the manner you speak, the style you speak, the accent you speak. All these things are so important, because we may think that what's wrong with a person trying to be extra grammatical, he's trying to use high words. Because sometimes you may be deceiving the person you're speaking to. Person may be thinking that this person is a very educated person, very, very educated person, and now he's coming across differently to what he is. Shariat is encouraging such that honesty must be such a level that even the manner you speak, the person who's listening to you must be able to understand what level you are coming from, what level you are speaking. You're not just trying to impress the people that are around you. So you're being very, very honest in the way you are putting things across. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, halaka al-mutanatti'un qalaha thalatha. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who exaggerate are destroyed. Those who exaggerate are destroyed. Those who exaggerate are destroyed. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. In other words, something that needs to be said in a simple manner, person exaggerates in the way he's saying it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that person is destroyed. Why? Because he is falsely giving an impression of something that is not really there. He's exaggerating about what he is saying. And very often this happens in business. Somebody wants to sell a product, he'll exaggerate that this is the best product in the world. And when you buy thinking that this is the best product, and you realize that there's nothing so grand about it, but the way it was marketed and where the sales agent explained to you, you got carried away. So he exaggerated in the way he put it across to you.
And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ الْبَلِيغَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ أَلَّذِي يَتَخَلَّلُ بِلِسَانِهِ كَمَا يَتَخَلَّلُ الْبَقَرَةِ.
Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah detests a person who exaggerates in speaking eloquently by rolling out his tongue like a cow. By rolling out his tongue like a cow. See, when a cow eats, then it takes in the whatever it eats, that fodder, and then it chews it, and then it swallows it, and then it regurgitates it, takes it out again, and then again it chews it for the second time. And when it chews it for the second time, you'll notice that a cow's mouth goes in a round movement. So in other words, the jaws don't meet directly like this. It moves in a roundish movement. People who are familiar with the way the cows eat, the grass, etc., animals eat, they'll notice that it, when it regurgitates, this is the way it does it. So this is the expression Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, that a person is speaking like this, he's putting up a twang, he's putting up an accent to try and impress a person. He's not speaking normal, he's giving his a bit of a twist to the way his jaws and the way his tongue is speaking. So the example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that Allah detests a person who exaggerates in speaking eloquently by rolling out his tongue like a cow. One more hadith. An Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinukum akhlaqa wa inna abghadakum ilayya wa ba'adakum minni yawm al-qiyamah al-thartharoon wal-mutashaddiqoon wal-mutafayhiqoon. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most beloved of you to me and those who will be seated closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those of you who have the best character. And Rasulullah is saying that the person who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those people with the best akhlaq, the best character. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on to say, the most detested of you to me and those of you who will be the furthest away from me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who talk excessively, those who speak a lot. They like to just speak and speak and speak and impress people with their speech. They will be the furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah, who brag when talking and who adopt an arrogant manner in speech in order to display their superiority. To display their superiority, they keep talking about themselves, that you know what, I did this and I did that and I was able to do this and you know how much I've done. So a person keeps bragging about what he does, and the person keeps, imagine, the person is thinking he's doing a good thing, but yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that these type of people will be the furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah. What a sad thing that is, to be far away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Person is not careful about his speech, he's bragging, he's talking excessively, he's over-exaggerating in the way he's saying things, his twang also, and his accent also, he's taking a different accent. Sometimes we think that these things are small things, but you'll find often that when you speak to somebody on the phone, that he'll speak such an accent that he may be just an example. He may be a person that is, for example, from a normal background like our background, and you may think that this person is a white person or he's an English person or he's an American person in the way the accent is there. When you meet a person, he's a normal person from South Africa, so a person gets deceived that this person is from overseas. One is where a person is living in these countries, and naturally he takes that accent of an English, of an Australian, of an American. Then there's no harm because he's staying there and automatically his accent has become like that. But where a person is a person that is living here and he's trying to impress people by giving an English accent, for example, or American accent, or the Australian accent, or he's trying to come across from a background that he's not there. Person is from a different background, but he's coming across as though he's from a different background by the way he's got that accent. So he's actually deceiving people. So this is something that is not like that example of a cow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying like how that cow is rolling its tongue. Rasulullah sallam gave that example. This is an example of a person who now tries to take on a different accent and a different style just to impress people. May Allah ta'ala save us, may Allah Pak keep it such that our level of honesty and purity is such that what people see is what they get. There isn't such a thing as any makeup, any banawati, any type of impression to try and impress people. The only person we try to impress is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if my Allah is happy, that is all that means to me. I don't need to try and impress people with my twang, with my speech, with using high English words. Sometimes people don't understand it. There was one person, he was a Bedouin, ordinary Bedouin. So one person came to impress him with the speech. So he started using high Arabic words, ayat of the Quran and ahadith, and he's trying to impress. Now this person was a simpleton, and he didn't even know what this person was saying. At the end, when this person was impressing him with the way he's speaking and he's high, eloquent, the simple person didn't understand. He thought that this man was reading Quran. So after this person finished with the whole speech, so this poor Bedouin, he said, Sadaqallahul Azim. that you know how a person finishes reading the Quran. So he said, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. This person got so upset that such a long speech I'm giving you, and you are saying Sadaqallah as though I just finished reading Quran. I didn't read Quran, I was trying to give a speech. So therefore, ulama explained, is that when you're speaking to people, then speak at their level. If they understand simple English, then don't use high English, use simple English. If they speak in a normal way in that place, then speak to them in that language, speak to them in that tone, in a way that people can understand. There's no need to try and impress anybody in any way. The main thing is, the message must get across. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal today, as we know is Jummah Salah. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah, try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reading Surah Kaf. Encourage our families also to read Suratul Kaf, and try and come early before the Maghrib Salah, so that we can engage in some dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.